Message number 531. Hatred is the cause of all evil in the world and it takes many forms. Sunday, August 26, 2012 at 06:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, hatred is the cause of all evil in the world and it takes many forms. Hostility towards another person springs from fear, the fear that this person may hurt you in some way. Disagreements with another person can come about because of the sin of pride. This is when you feel that you must prove your worth at all costs, even if you are wrong. Jealousy very soon turns to hatred, although it can be mild to begin with. Dislike of oneself begins because you compare your life with others whom you feel have better fortune than you. Very soon this dislike develops into hatred of oneself and one's body. This then leads into sins of the flesh. Hatred may also develop because of the sin of coveting another's possessions. This can lead to war when one country covets the riches of another. Or it can mean allowing greed to consume your soul when you crave the same worldly riches as your neighbor. Envy also turns into a form of hatred, especially when no matter how hard you try to emulate another, you fail to achieve what you set out to do. All sins, if allowed to fester, can lead you towards hatred. When you feel hatred, you must know that Satan has managed to invade your spirit. When this happens, he will hold you in a vice-like grip and will not leave you alone. No matter how much you try to release his grip, he will hold on to you for dear life. Your only weapon is prayer. Pray, pray, pray when hatred surges through you. For until it leaves you, you can never feel peace, love, or joy again. When hatred takes hold of your heart and soul, you become one step further removed from me, your Jesus. You suffer terribly and feel an anger and a helplessness which you cannot control. Never believe the final lie which Satan will plant in your soul when he has cast a cloak of hatred over you. The lie is this: your hatred can only be dissipated when you seek final revenge on the target of your hatred. What to do when hatred envelops you? The power of love can evaporate hatred instantly. When you pray and ask me to help you, my answer will be this: forgive your adversaries and those whom you believe are the cause of your hatred. But to forgive, you must humble yourself before me and ask me to forgive you first. Once you forgive those you hate, you must then atone for your sin. Show your adversaries love. Fight hatred, the wicked and dangerous disease of the soul, with love. Love is the cure to rid your soul of this infestation. When you can do this, you will have defeated Satan and he will leave you be. Never be afraid to fight hatred in your soul, even though you will find it very difficult. If hatred could be diluted in this way through the humility of the sinner, peace would reign in the world. Your Jesus.